Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Real American Man. I'm your host, Billy Crocker, and you're listening to the May 16th, 2015 edition of Real American Man. Today, I'm going to be doing a reply to Mr. President Barack Obama. And I want to mention that the guest call-in number is 323-642-1089. Once again, it's 323-642-1089. Would love to hear from you. If you got a chance to call in, go ahead and give us a call. It's just a 15-minute show, so there's not going to be a whole lot of time. But we'd love to hear from you and what you think about our show. So today we are going to be, once again, talking about the presidential weekly address. And so this week he talked about basically that communities are having problems because they have the odds stacked against them. He says that there is unrest in Baltimore, New York, and Ferguson because there's a lack of opportunity. You know, I agree with him to a point on that. I do think that that there is a lot of unrest because of the lack of opportunity in these communities. When you look at these communities where a lot of these things are happening, the poverty rate is not where it should be. The unemployment rate is not where it should be. And certainly the opportunities are not there in a lot of these cities. And so I don't have much to say on that. I do agree with him. But I think that the way that he wants to go about doing it is not exactly the right way. And, you know, the way that I like to say it is that, you know, from a gun and Bible clinger, because, Mr. President, let me tell you something. You know, you made a mention of all of us others that that you can't seem to reach, that we cling to our guns and our religion. Well, I don't cling to religion because that's man-made, but I do cling to my God, and I do cling to my gun. And I can tell you this, that that I have the right to bear arms. I have the right to freedom of speech, and I have the right to be able to go about my life as I please. And I can tell you this right here, whenever you look at the way that these things come about, whenever we talk about the unrest, you know, he's the one that brought it up, so he made this fair game. When we talk about the unrest in Baltimore, in New York, in Ferguson, and they want police reform. The thing is, you see, Mr. President, we don't need police reform. We need spiritual reform. We don't need community reform. We need spiritual reform. You see, it starts with our relationship with Christ. You can agree or you can disagree. It doesn't really matter, because the reality of it is that whenever we accept Christ into our hearts and when we allow him to change our lives, because that's what we need. We need a change of character, and this may be a benefit for law enforcement as well. I'm not saying that it's just the community that's in the wrong. I'm not just saying that it's a specific population or a skin color that's in the wrong. That's not what I'm trying to say, that it's just one group that needs to fix it. I'm talking about spiritual reform as a whole. You see, law enforcement wouldn't be looking at things in the way that they look at it if there was a spiritual reform in their own hearts, but they wouldn't have to look at it that way if there was a spiritual reform in the community's hearts. I believe that law enforcement is doing the best job that they can do with the condition that they are facing. I believe that that the world that we live in today is full of evil and sin, and that we need a change. We absolutely need a change, but it needs to come from God. We need to pray, and we need to ask for God to come into our lives. We need to truly give him leadership of our lives. He talks about a city where they've expanded opportunity. There's a city in New Jersey, Camden, New Jersey, where at one time it was considered had the highest crime rate in the entire country. Poverty was massive in Camden, New Jersey. And a lot of that was because of the lack of opportunity. And the reason why they had a lack of opportunity was because no businesses wanted to come into Camden, New Jersey, because of the crime rate. They were dealing drugs. People were dealing drugs out in the middle of the streets. There was constantly a condition where you were hearing gunfire in the middle of the day. And a lot of these statistics have gone down. A lot of the statistics have dropped. According to the local Camden officials, they have had murder rates drop 56%. They have had shootings drop 48%. They've had property and violent crime drop significantly as well. Property crime down 30% and violent crime down 22%. But there's a mixed view, a mixed opinions out there of why that's happening. It's interesting to me that Barack Obama brings up Camden, New Jersey, because a favorite of Democrats is unions. And according to everything that I have researched and read, and I can certainly provide this information if you're interested, but everything that I have looked at and read tells me that the reason that Camden, New Jersey Police Department was failing was because of the unions. There were unions there in Camden, New Jersey, and they literally apparently made death threats to county officials as they tried to revamp the Camden, New Jersey Police Department. And what they had, their motivation was, their kind of, their saying was, a job stops a bullet. And they went about it to lower crime rate. They believed in community policing. And let me tell you, I've been a part of community policing. I was for a short time in a police department down here in Texas, and the chief of police here is huge on community policing. And you see it in the community. You see the effects of that. And basically, community policing is where the community feels as though that the police department, and this is the way that it's run, is that the community is a part of the policing efforts in that community. We don't want violent crime in our city. We don't want murders in our city. We don't want property crime in our city. Nobody wants their things stolen. Nobody wants to wake up to hearing gunshots. We've got children. We're trying to raise families here. We don't want these things. We've got schools. We've got places of entertainment. We don't want to have to be concerned about those things. That's not the society that anyone wants to live in. And community policing is a great way to garner trust in the local police department. And this is what Camden, New Jersey did. And a part of that community policing means you got to get up off of your rear end, and you got to get out there, and you got to get in the community. You've got to go talk to people. You've got to be in the community. They need to know you. And apparently, this was not happening in Camden, New Jersey. And so, while this violent crime rate was extremely high, and murders and all of that, and considered the most violent city in the entire United States, highest crime rate in the entire United States of America, with only a 77,344 population, I might add. It's what they've done with the police unions. They've disbanded those police unions, and like I say, the police unions did not get very happy at all with it. And according to the reports I've read, the police were working banker hours. They were working desk jobs, as one reporter put it, and getting paid like normal. There was even reports that a lot of times they weren't even showing up to work. Police department weren't even there, and they were wanting to get paid. And so, of course, this was creating a very, very negative opinion of the police department. Go figure, right? But it's interesting to me because, like I say, Democrats are always in huge defense of unions. And here, Barack Obama, in his weekly address, he says, I'm going to Camden, New Jersey tomorrow, or he says on Monday is when he says he's going to go. And he's going to go talk to county officials there and to the local officials, and talk to them about how they managed to get this to get to where they're at, because there's a huge increase. Obviously, there are still people there in Camden, New Jersey, that don't trust the police department, and they probably, those people probably never will. And particularly, the leader of the NAACP there does not support the local police department, even after they've revamped it and made all these changes. He still does not agree. However, there's a local pastor down there, Pastor Ed Barron, who is apparently saying that there are improvements. And so I've not spoken to him personally. These are just reports I've read. I'm going to be trying to get a hold of him and the leader of the NAACP, the chapter there in Camden, New Jersey. I'm going to be trying to reach out to them this week and try to see if I can't get them on the show, because I'd love to talk to them. And I absolutely would love to have a couple words with them and see what is the problem. What is the problem still, and what's going on? But the police unions, apparently it wasn't any better. It was definitely worse before they made these changes. Now, some people might would have it that we just don't have a police department. But let me tell you something. Okay, there's something about a police officer. And that thing about the police officers is that they are the sheepdogs. They are the sheepdogs, okay? They are out there watching to make sure that we are okay. They keep the wolves away from general society, okay? Now, you can be the sheep or you can be a sheepdog, and you make your decision every day when you get up. Now, you don't have to be a police officer to be a sheepdog, don't get me wrong. There are a lot of patriots out there in our communities that are ready and would defend a helpless person any day of the week. But it is extremely important that we understand that police are there to keep. I mean, a lot of people just don't realize it. I mean, until I got into law enforcement, and like I say, I'm not in it anymore per se. I'm not a police officer anymore, but I was for a short time, and just that short time that I was in there, you saw a whole entire different world. You don't know what they deal with on a day-in, day-out basis. And I can say from personal experience, and I only got a taste of it, I did not see a whole lot of bad stuff. And I know that it gets worse than what it got whenever I was on the force. But my goodness. All right, we're back. We had a little bit of technical difficulty there. Gave me a second to take a breath. It's just really, really upsetting to me to have the president constantly act like that. You know, he doesn't have a problem stating the problem, you know. He's got a problem with coming up with the results, okay? He has not stopped blaming law enforcement. It was really shocking to me as I listened to this weekly address. I was very happy. I just wish it was more sincere. He actually said, the brave law enforcement that put their lives on the line. He said those very words. That's right. President Barack Obama said the words, the brave law enforcement that put their lives on the line. I'm glad and I'm happy that he recognizes that fact. But actions speak louder than words, Mr. President. And your actions have not shown that you care anything about the sheepdog, about those that are willing to stand in the middle. You don't care about the thin blue line. You don't. And neither does Al Sharpton, and neither does any of these guys that are out there that are saying that they are standing up for their community. No, you're not. You're not going to have a world without law enforcement and it be a safe world. There are bad people out there. That's not a fear tactic. That's not fear mongering. That's not trying to get you to say, oh, I need somebody else to take. All right, we're back, and I don't understand what in the world keeps on happening here. But what I want to tell you is, and we've only got a minute left on the show, so what I'd like to end with, because apparently I'm not going to get to talk much longer because we keep getting cut off here due to technical difficulties, I just want to say that, like I say, I'm going to be trying to reach out to Camden, New Jersey this week, and I'm going to be trying to get some people on the show if I can. And I specifically would like to speak to the NAACP chapter there, the president. And his name, I guess I don't really have his name on here. But and then also there's Angel Cordero, who is apparently a community activist there. I'd like to speak with him. And then there's a pastor of a church there that apparently believes that there is actually some good going on there. I'd love to speak to him as well. His name is Ed Barron. And so anyway, so that's going to be the end of the show for today. I just want to just leave it with this. Lord, we pray that today, that you would, Lord, that you would just impact this nation, Lord, that we would be able to lay aside those things in our lives that need to be laid aside, and that we just focus on you. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.